Most bankers aren't ready to help you until after their third cup of coffee. But with Central National Bank's after-hours service, you don't have to wait for the bank lobby to open to get help. You can contact us from 6 to 8:30 in the morning or from 5 to 10 in the evening, and we'll connect you to a real, live, local person who can answer questions and fix problems 7 days a week. Bank different. Bank Central. Central National Bank. Member FDIC.
This is a Rogue Media Network podcast. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How is your social battery right now? Are you drained, bursting with energy? It's at this level because maybe you don't have enough boundaries, less social in the winter. There can be many reasons. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. What's the right amount of socializing for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you just need some more time alone. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. Therapy is helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself, and it isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/365 today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/365.
This is 365 Sports, powered by Sikkim365.com.
Kevin Essenfelder, he does pregame and postgame for the Astros. I've known of Kevin for a long time early on when he and I were, I was especially much older now than he is, but he also does University of Houston Cougar football, and he joins us for that. Kevin, how you been, young man?
I've been very good. How are you? It's good talking to you again.
You too. So, your thoughts about Willie Fritz year one? I know they've lost some players to the portal. Where do you see them, and what he's accomplished in a short amount of time?
It's been really pretty remarkable when you start thinking about he hasn't been here very long, but he certainly hit the ground running, really got after it, got out there to local area high schools and started doing what good coaches do, and that's recruiting and getting his relationship with those Houston area coaches, which he already had by being at Sam Houston and being at Tulane. And that was the first thing I saw. And now you just see an energy and just a breath of fresh air in a program that needed it. And I just go to practices on Saturday, and he is so energetic. He's so he coaches, man. A lot of head coaches are CEOs, and they watch over things, and then they coach coaches after practice. He is a guy that he's teaching, he's working with coaches, he's working with players, he's doing all that. So it's really been fun to watch. And there wasn't an empty seat at the spring game, so. It's certainly been a positive since he has gotten here.
A couple of transfers that were kind of surprising. Sam Brown into the portal. They've already lost a lot at that wide receiver position. Mikel Harrison-Pilot hasn't played yet, really, but is from Temple, like right down the road from us there. What just happened there with those guys? Just seeking a different opportunity?
I think it's college football 2024. Mm-hmm. If you don't absolutely love what's happening at this very moment, you change it. And God bless them. That's their prerogative and their chance to do that. But it's always going to happen. I had heard that, I wasn't at all surprised at either one of them, to be quite honest with you. I don't remember Harrison-Pilot really ever playing.
Mm-hmm.
I look back at the play-by-play sheets. And yeah, he was on kickoff coverage and things like that. But he didn't play any receiver that I remember, and I was calling all the games. So maybe I missed something, but Sam Brown's a heck of a receiver. And that's anytime you get a new guy coming in and there's a new message, sometimes you don't like that message, or just you're ready for a change. That's just the way things work now. I don't think you can take it personally. You just move on and you think of it as addition by subtraction, because heaven knows you don't want anybody here that doesn't want to be here and it's not all in.
Kevin, we've had Chris Pesman. We've had, obviously, Willie Fritz, Dana, up until he was gone on this show, as they moved into the Big 12, and now it's year two in the Big 12. What have you seen yourself, and how much, from your perspective, has that meant to University of Houston?
It's been off the charts, especially it's going to get there on the football side. But I think where you really see it is in basketball, because you're talking about, I think that was really something to hang the university's hat on athletically, was going out there. You know, I can't tell you how many people I heard, well, they're going to be playing with the big boys. We'll see what happens now, which made absolutely no sense at all in basketball, because they were going to Elite Eight. You know what I mean? They were beating the Pac-12 champion and the Big Ten champion on the way to Elite Eight. So it made no sense, but people still said it. But then to have the year they had in the Big 12, I just think it probably did surprise me that it was that good, taking into consideration that the team that won the conference a year ago lost six games. But I mean, it adds just so much more legitimacy to your program. I mean, basketball and football will get there, and football's not there now, and they know it's a work in progress, and it's going to take winning, and it's not going to happen this year. It's not going to, you know, it may happen, may take 3 years. You know, Willie Fritz wasn't winning the Cotton Bowl the first year he went to Tulane, but he was ended up winning the Cotton Bowl. So it has added a great deal of legitimacy. It's made recruiting so much easier, knowing that, you know, travel is easier. Kids' families can get to games. We got on an airplane, I think, three times last year, which, you know, was awesome. And so it's been a wonderful thing. I know it's helped with the interest as far as the city is concerned. It certainly helped with the interest from the alumni.
Kevin, what is the word of the quarterback position with Donovan Smith and the guys behind him and developing in that new offense that Willie Fritz brings?
Well, as of right now, and this is public knowledge, but Donovan had shoulder surgery, mm-hmm. so he has not done any throwing in the spring practices, and he did not play. Obviously, didn't play in the spring game. He's not throwing a football yet. The part that I thought was impressive about that is every practice I went, and I went to every Saturday morning practice, I watched how engaged Donovan Smith was. It wasn't, you know, a guy with a towel around his neck, you know, in shorts, standing around. Yeah, he was, I'm talking chin strap buckled, and there was no way he was going to play, you know, get a rep. But right there in the middle of it, I was so impressed with that as a leader. But, you know, after that, you've got Zion Chris is a kid that transferred in from the University of Louisiana. I guess it's Lafayette, but Louisiana.
Right.
And I really like the way he threw the ball. I think they really like him. He wouldn't be here if they didn't. And then a guy named Ui Ali, who was a left-handed quarterback from a year ago, and he was here, junior college transfer that played a little bit last year. First pass he ever threw in college in the Big 12, went for a 58-yard touchdown or something like that. So they should be in good shape at the quarterback spot. I think they should be in good shape at the running back spot.
So they do lose two dynamic receivers. Golden is at Texas. Samuel Brown's on his way out too. And again, it's like you said, this is what it is now, a part of college football. Those are two dudes, especially in the return game. The crazy finish against, what was it, SMU, the kick return and whatever else. How much will that hurt them, at least right now, when it comes to trying to find the weapons?
You know, it remains to be seen. You know, anytime you're going to lose, anytime you lose people, it's going to happen. But, you know, they actually signed a kid, a transfer that came in, and he's just dynamic. You go to practice and you go, hey, man, that dude's a little different than everybody else. Well, there's a kid named Mikhail Mews, M-E-W-S, and he is a transfer from Georgia. Not a big kid, but, man, he is he caught my eye. Just that guy that you get the ball into in space, whether you're pitching it to him, jet sweeping it to him, throwing it to him, whatever. So he's a guy that's going to be filling one of those roles. And Justin Manjack, I think, is just a fantastic receiver. He
Absolutely.
Was there a year ago.
Yep.
And he transferred from USC, but played at Tomball High School here in the Houston area. So I think they're going to be okay. Are they going to be as deep? No. Are they going to be – you're never better when you lose people like that. But at the same time, you know, it is what – you know, they say it is what it is, and you just got to go on. Nobody's going to feel sorry for you.
And they signed a large class back in February and, of course, back in December too. Alton McCaskill, hell of a year in 21 with Houston, transferred to Colorado. You may know this. He's back in the portal. You may end up somewhere else. How good was he in 2021? I know that's been a long time ago, but how good was he?
He was fantastic. And it was a weird story, too. I mean, Dana told me the story that, you know, he, that they, the biggest surprise he had had in his time at the University of Houston was finding out that Alton was going to transfer. Mm-hmm. And he said he came to him with tears in his eyes when he told him. But again, you know, he said he was all in, played the spring game, and, you know, just came to him 2 days later. And that is that. But that's how things work nowadays. You know, I don't know. I'm not accusing anybody of anything, but you know how those things work. And so, yeah, I feel bad for him because we were talking about this with my broadcast partners last night, been texting back and forth. And I don't know Alton McCaskill, but I do know this. What I do know of him, you know, the times you're on the same flight with him and things like that.
Yep.
Speak in the hotel lobby and things like that. What a fantastic kid. So I'm the guy that – I'm not the guy that goes, hey, you left us.
Yes.
You know, to heck with you. I'm like I'm the guy that goes, I wish you all the best, you know. You're playing by the rules. You may not be what I like, but you're playing by the rules, and I wish you all the best. If he came back to Houston, I'm not saying he's going to or anything right. like that, but I would love it. He just seems like a kind of kid that, honestly, whatever team he goes to, he's going to help make them better.
All right. I know you also do the pregame, postgame with the Astros. Rockets had a nice run this year, finished 500, but in the West it was hard because there's 10 good teams right above them. Let's talk. Astros have all these injuries. It's pitching staff. Like, it seemed like all of them are out right now. And I know Verlander's on his way back. They're off to a tough start, but the division, everybody, even the Rangers are like hanging around just above 500. Is it just kind of hold on until the cavalry arrives?
I think it's got to. It's got to be right now. And the great equalizer, as you well know, is the 162 game schedule. And you know, bad teams usually become bad, and good teams usually become good. And you know, but the fact is that you are what you are. Your record says you are, and they've lost what 14 of their first 20 games. But yes, put into consideration, you don't have Fromber, you don't have Verlander. I don't know he's coming back. Jose Urquidy, who started World Series games for you, people forget, you know, about Luis Garcia, who was mm-hmm. their number three starter 2 years ago, but went out with Tommy John. And Lance McCullers Jr. So that if you had asked me 2 years ago who would be the starting rotation right now, that would be it. So and they're all hurt. So yeah, I think you just you know you that's the funny thing about baseball, man. You find a month when you go you know 21 and 7, and all of a sudden you go from being at the bottom of the standings to looking down on everybody from the top.
All right, Kevin, hey, thanks for your time. You do a great job. Kevin Eschenfelder, voice of the University of Houston football team, but also covers Astros and the Rockets and more, has been down entrenched in Houston for a long, long time. Appreciate his time, the play-by-play voice of the Houston Cougars football team.
This has been a Rogue Media Network production.